It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon. It's 5:03. I'm Emily Valdez in for Rob Archer. A car has crashed into a coffee shop in Tarzana, and we check in with a former KNX anchor, traffic anchor, who lives in Florida as the state recovers from Hurricane Milton. But first, the pilot from Tuesday's plane crash on Catalina Island that killed five people apparently did not have permission to take off. That's according to the LA Daily News. They report the twin-engine plane took off from Catalina Airport about 8 p.m. and crashed about a half mile away. Three of the people have been identified. 73-year-old Ali Safai of West Hills, he owned the plane. 33-year-old Harris Ali of Fullerton and 55-year-old Margaret Mary Renner. The two other people on board were men in their 30s. They have not been identified. The NTSB is investigating the cause of the crash. A car smashed into a coffee shop at a strip mall in Tarzana. Margaret Stewart of LA City Fire tells us this happened around 4 p.m. on West Ventura near Yolanda.
We had a single vehicle that had crashed into one unit primarily on the first floor of a two-story strip mall. The driver is not injured, and there were seven other people that were initially assessed. They were a combination of bystanders or in a vehicle that were in the parking lot, and they have all declined transport to the hospital. So the good news is there are no serious injuries, and our firefighters are evaluating the structure to see if there's any shoring required.
She says a glass front of the coffee shop took the impact of the crash. No word yet on what triggered it. And over in West Hollywood, two people had to be extricated from a car after driving into an apartment building. Local 7-Eleven franchise owners are part of a group that's raised a lot of money to help pass Prop 36 in this upcoming election. Our Pete Demetrio reports.
After attending a news conference where 7-Eleven corporate and others donated $1 million to the Yes on 36 campaign, Jawad Ersani said he hopes a change in the laws will prevent what has happened to his stores twice in the last 2 months. Flash mobs of 30 to 40 people on bikes who do thousands of dollars in damage in just minutes.
They come in the store all at once. They go in all parts of the store and start to destroy, start to vandalize, and then start to take merchandise. And in some cases, they start throwing it. They've thrown it to my workers, and then they basically leave after that. And they take video. They think this is fun. They think this is an activity, and it's devastating to the community.
Store owners and leaders from the Association of California Contract Cities are convinced if the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act passes, it'll mark a sea change of accountability for criminal acts that'll stop not only flash mobs, but consistent shoplifting by addicts by providing paths for offenders to get drug treatment and jobs which will keep them out of the prison system. In the Mid-City area, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A fire in LA's Fairfax Village destroyed two storefronts, one of them the historic Diamond Bakery. It has been closed. Natalie Tavidian spoke with one restaurant owner who said she's been pleading for weeks to get some help from City Hall.
Annalisa, talk to me about what happened last night, and thankfully you guys were spared here.
We were. We've had a really bad homeless problem. I've been calling building and safety, reaching out to the city council. Nobody's helped me. On Monday night, they lit our trash can on fire. I called the police, I called the city council, and on Tuesday night, the buildings next door went up in flames.
What's your biggest frustration?
Biggest frustration is that I've been reporting these problems. We've been broken into four times since we've been here. They've taken all the copper piping, We've had somebody threatened with a hammer, people looting.
When is your official opening date, and does this push it back?
We don't know anymore. Yeah, it definitely pushes it back. We can't even submit our plans to the health department to get approved without any plumbing. We can't take the next steps because we don't have electricity right now. So yeah, we have no idea.
And the business right next door was damaged.
Yeah, the two places, it was a jewelry store and a bakery, completely demolished.
And once again, that fire just north of Beverly Boulevard on Fairfax Avenue. The LA City Fire Department has not confirmed how the fire started. A man has pleaded not guilty today in an L.A. court for the shooting deaths of three people during two robberies. 20-year-old Marco Hernandez, charged with the July 2023 murder of Jesse Munoz along Angeles Crest Highway. Just days later, the murders of Jorge Ramos and Taylor Whitaker as they sat in a car overlooking the ocean in Rancho Palos Verdes. Four other suspects are charged in the murders. They've also pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors did add a charge of conspiracy for all five defendants. The accountant for a former high-profile L.A. attorney who embezzled millions from clients has agreed to plead guilty for stealing from the law firm. Christopher Carman was the head accountant for former attorney Tom Girardi. Girardi found guilty in August of running a massive 10-year Ponzi scheme, stealing at least $15 million in settlement funds from four clients. Carman is slated to plead guilty to two federal counts of wire fraud for embezzling millions from the law firm. Girardi, the ex-husband of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane. One LA County supervisor tells us why she doesn't support a tough-on-crime ballot measure. That's coming up as the Nonstop News at 5 o'clock continues. Nonstop News at 5 presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review. Millions of people are without power, and at least 10 people have died in Florida after Hurricane Milton rolled through. Former KNX traffic anchor Randy Keith lives in Claremont, Florida. That's just northwest of Orlando. Randy is halfway between both coasts and at one of the highest points in the state. He spoke with our Margaret Carrero about what it was like when the storm hit.
Since we moved in 2016 to Florida, my wife and I have been through this is probably the second really biggest storm. The other one was Irma in 2017, and it was probably the closest to that. Again, we are literally equidistant from both coasts, so many areas and suburbs of Orlando experienced a lot of what we did. It was 30-40 mile per hour sustained winds, and we would have a couple of gusts to 60 and 70 miles an hour. So as you mentioned in the intro, we live in one of the highest points in Florida, so flooding isn't really a concern for us as it is closer to the coast. We were really more concerned with wind damage and losing power, which we did, and still have power out now. So we're actually over at my mom's house, who's been slowly moving here from California as well. But after losing power was in the middle of the night, so basically kind of the peak of the storm. That's been that way since then. We hope to get it back tonight since we're not completely in the middle of nowhere. But I certainly, since having the power out, I get flashbacks of not having power after the Northridge earthquake, which
I bet. I mean, so the wind damage, was that it, the power outage, or did you guys sustain any kind of other damage from the winds?
In our immediate neighborhood, we saw a lot of some branches, some trees down. Some of our neighbors, especially in the older trees, toppled. None that seemed to be completely destructive, like into houses or anything like that. Again, in our immediate neighborhood, and we also didn't have any of the tornado warnings, so those sorts of things that they had on the East Coast. And you spoke with Megan Reyes earlier, who they always seem to get the what they call the dirty side, the backside of the storm, mm-hmm. in Brevard County along the East Coast. And so again, thankfully we didn't have any tornado warnings. It was mostly just the wind gusts that really kind of stirred things up.
And what about other people you know, maybe that live in the Tampa area? How did they fare?
Still working on getting details. I actually have a couple of shows that I book out on the West Coast and the East Coast. The owners of the both establishments told me that as long as they get power, which they're hoping to get back by tomorrow, that everything's going to be back to normal tomorrow. Certainly here in the closer you get inland, everyone's certainly talking about getting back up to normal by tomorrow. I'm still even sketchy on reports of damages closer to the coast of, you know, whether we're able to operate over the weekend. But everyone's certainly shooting for that if they don't have immediate flooding damage.
Yeah, certainly. Fingers crossed for that. You talked about booking gigs. I mean, how is this going to impact you being a musician?
So my personal company that we book shows, we service a lot of kind of mom and pop restaurants, bars and venues all throughout Central Florida. So it's just going to be at the whim of I know a lot of these owners, they're going to want to get open to their, you know, to their customers as quickly as possible, as soon as they have lights on, as long as everyone's safe. So we're always flexible, and we know that that we have to roll with whether things get canceled or not. And then my other position is I work at a restaurant at Universal City Walk here in Orlando, and they also will, the theme parks are going to be the first establishments to be open once they have power and are able to operate safely.
Do we need tougher penalties for property crimes? Many local business owners say yes, but some local elected officials are opposed to a major proposition on next month's ballot. That is coming up right now, though.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we've been telling you, owners of local 7-Eleven say they're extremely concerned about a bunch of flash mob robberies targeting stores. Now they're donating a lot of cash to the Yes on Prop 36 campaign. The measure would increase penalties for property crime, among other things. But Governor Newsom and many local Democratic leaders oppose Prop 36. They include the chair of the LA County Supervisors, Lindsay Horvath. She spoke with our Mike Simpson and Margaret Carrero on our Countdown 2024 show.
Prop 36 is going to be incredibly difficult on the county's budget. And public safety is the number one responsibility of any elected official at any level of government, but especially local officials. So I take that very seriously. We are now asking our law enforcement officials, who are already spread thin, too few in number, to respond to even more crimes. And we're asking our already weakened and damaged facilities and the people who are running them to take care of more people within them if should Prop 36 pass without one additional cent being invested in the county to do so. I think that's going to be an incredible challenge, and I think we're going to have some unmet expectations as a result.
You know, people are worried out there, though, about crime, right? They're worried about repeat offenders. They want homelessness. They want something done. We had our DA's debate, and you all came up, the supervisors, in their plans. Supervisor Barger endorsed Nathan Hochman. I think you were a Gascon fan 4 years ago. What are you now?
I'm supporting George Gascon in his reelection, but the issue of safety in our communities has to be addressed by actually responding to what we're seeing in our communities. And we have seen that our law enforcement officials can't respond to all the things that they are getting called to do. So we have to have different kinds of responses for different kinds of issues, and especially stop asking our law enforcement officials to respond to things that are social service and mental health crises on our streets when they aren't necessarily equipped to respond to those issues.
Right. But you also have what we have seen just today. We had the leadership for 7-Elevens, right? And a bunch of the owners given like a $1 million check to get Prop 36 passed. I'm sure you've seen all those flash mob robberies, these groups of like these young people on bikes and going in and they're stealing stuff and they're attacking, you know, these clerks.
Yes, and
that's what people are concerned about in a lot of ways.
As we all should be. That should not be happening in our communities. And when I speak with our law enforcement leaders about what they are doing to address these issues, one of the things that they have surfaced is the social media tools that are being used to coordinate these young people. Mm-hmm. So, and yet that has rarely been part of the conversation. And there are as far as I understand, no consequences currently for people who are using those platforms to coordinate this kind of criminal activity. So there, we also have to address what is helping to facilitate the kinds of activity that we are seeing now that is incredibly troubling.
So you would like to see some sort of prosecution on that level, right? On the level of these apps being able to coordinate these types of flash mobs.
I would like to see accountability there for sure.
And George Gascon is the one to bring that kind of accountability?
I think
he need to do more or things differently the next 4 years than he's done over these 4 years?
If he gets
re-elected. Sometimes, and I asked him this during the debate, sometimes you can lean too far in one direction or you come in with a mandate and then maybe the voters don't quite think that way 4 years later. Maybe they want to pull you back just a little bit.
Well, I think that he is responding to the data that he is seeing. What we have seen is that the data shows that most of our major levels of crime are down, and the responses historically to these crimes have not delivered the results that we've expected. And in fact, we've spent a lot more money on quote-unquote solutions that actually aren't solving the crimes. I also would say that George Gascon is the district attorney who's supposed to prosecute crime, but the enforcement of laws is not something that he is directly responsible for. We also have to have law enforcement officials enforcing the laws in our community so there are cases to prosecute.
Countdown 2024 airs on KNX at 2:30 weekday afternoons, weeknights at 8 o'clock p.m. You can also listen to it on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Countdown 2024 and follow the show. Time now for a look at your money. Here's Dan Schwartzman.
Pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly says it's sending hundreds of cease and desist letters to companies that are making, selling, and promoting products that mimic diabetes and weight loss drugs Zepbound and Mounjaro. The companies were allowed to sell copycat versions of the popular drugs while there was a shortage of the medication, but that shortage ended last week. According to a proposed class action lawsuit, Comcast Cable and its parent, Comcast Communication, violated the Federal Cable Communication Policy Act by exposing the personal information of 4 million subscribers with debt collector FPCS, which then suffered a data breach back in February. The Minnesota Twins are on the market as the Pollitt family is planning to sell the team after 40 years of ownership. The team is valued between $1.5 to $2 billion. The family bought the franchise back in 1984 for $44 million. All three major averages were down today, with the Dow dropping a little over 0.1%. The Nasdaq fell less than 0.1%, while the S&P finished down 0.2%. I'm Bloomberg's Dan Schwartzman from the KNX News 97.1 FM Money Desk.
And that's your nonstop news at 5 for Thursday, October 10th, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyers. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.